Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's Oval Office argument Friday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky erupted when Zelensky urged the U.S. to guarantee Ukraine's security if Russia were to violate a ceasefire. President Trump said the fighting needs to stop now. Secretary of State Marco Rubio today tells ABC's This Week that's the right approach.
If there are no negotiations, what is the alternative? Another 4 years of war, another 3 years of war in which the United States and Europe continues to pour billions of dollars into a war in Ukraine. Is that the alternative?
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said today the UK, France and Ukraine will work together on a ceasefire proposal. Israel halted aid shipments into Gaza, which objected, saying the ceasefire deal calls for the parties to immediately move to the second phase. Gene Hackman will be among the actors honored during the In Memoriam segment at tonight's Academy Awards, the 97th Oscars, hosted by Conan O'Brien for the first time. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Today we're talking about movies, but movie music in particular, and winners in really particular, on the best songs from Hollywood. The ones that are remembered, and I kind of like the ones that you don't. Let's see what we can find in the vaults. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, everybody. We're here till high noon central. The music of the stars. I'm your host, Lou Organi. Now we'll play some of the really forgotten ones. Do you remember the nominated song from Son of Paleface with Bob Hope? No, me neither. Jack Brooks wrote it. Music and lyrics, that's next. Tune us in anywhere in the world at civicmedia.us. Remember A Picture Just for You and its non-hit song, Zing a Little Zong? No, that one I remember. We'll get to it in just a bit. A quick round of commercials and we are back till high noon central on the Music of the Stars. How about Jackie Gleason getting the best song for 1962? Call Me Irresponsible. Jackie was quite a musician. He couldn't read or write a note of music, but he could compose, and he had a stenographer. He couldn't sing either, as I demonstrated earlier. But he had the best song, 1962. Like it or not, Hollywood's given us quite a bit. But if you're waiting to hear something from the current era, that won't happen here today.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine today. Just a few high clouds thrown in for good measure as well. Otherwise, light south to southwest winds and highs in the lower 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-20s. A little rain possible Monday afternoon, near 50. Currently 17 degrees.
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that now?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that now?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that now?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, and I have a fantastic guest ready to chat about the latest developments in both local and national news. Be sure to tune in and find out.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Benny Goodman. Thank you.
this is your old buddy, Billy Playtex, bringing you your late movie. But right now, here's an important word from our sponsor.
Yes, sir! Boom. Cigarettes taste good, like a cigarette. Good!
Right, and boom. Cigarettes aid digestion.
Yes, it's what's the front that counts.
And don't forget, cigarettes contain that new miracle ingredient. Now, on with our late movie.
You can do it, Doc.
I can't.
You must.
I can't.
Here, drink this black coffee. You gotta go in there and operate on that kid.
We'll get back to our movie in just a moment, but right now, here's another important message.
It's such a comfort to take the bus and leave the driving to us.
Oh, mercy. That darn invisible shield.
And now we return to our picture, that exciting aerial epic of World War I, The Flying Tigers Meet Lassie.
You and I have seen a lot together since the barnstorming days when those crates were held together with baling, spit, and wire. As a friend, don't order me to take those kids on that run at 6,000 feet. It's suicide.
Bill, what if I told you that this mission could shorten the war by 5 years?
It's gone! My headaches? Gone. And asinine doesn't upset my stomach.
And now once again we return to our happy movie. That gay, delightful, tuneful, frolicking, song-sational, all-talking, all-singing, all-dancing musical, Death Takes a Holiday, Cha-Cha-Cha.
But we haven't got time to replace Celeste with a big name. The opening's tomorrow night. Say, wait a minute. What about that little wardrobe girl? She knows the part backward and forward. Oh, if Ruby Keeler were only here.
In a moment, we'll see more of our movie after the following announcement from our sponsor.
Say, that eating fire is quite a trick. Do you work in a carnival?
Nope.
Then you must work in a circus.
Nope.
Then what is your occupation?
I'm a garbage collector.
Oh. Then eating fire is just a hobby.
That's right.
Then what kind of a cigarette do you smoke, may I ask?
If I eat fire for a hobby and I'm a garbage collector by trade, I smoke the cigarette with the stinking man's filter and the smoking man's taste.
And now back to our feature, that gripping gangster drama of the ruthless underworld, Huckleberry Fink.
Pardon, Mr. Scarface. I don't need your protection service. I only got a small tailor shop here.
Ooh, that's a Hollywood. That's gooey, bally, hooly Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan.
And any shop girl can be a top girl if she pleases a tired businessman.
Hooray for Hollywood! You may be homely in your neighborhood.
Be an actor, see Mr. Factor. You make your kisser look good.
Go out and try your luck. You may be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Hey, Benny.
Hi, Ronnie.
They hire cowboys and they hang their caps up and all their maps up and give them all that they lack. Now ain't it funny? They pay them money. Shows what you can do if your horse can act.
Hooray for Hollywood! They hire fellas whose physiques are good. And then they tell them they're the perfect ape men to act like ape men. And they convince them they should. They make them grunt and yell. Oh.
And people think they're swell.
Oh.
Hooray for Hollywood.
1954, Star is Born, the best version. James Mason, Judy Garland, and Jack Carson. And this song was written for the picture and it lost.
The stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. You, that great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened, it's all a crazy game. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools, and where's he gone to? The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope, you burn up. Tomorrow he will turn up. There's just no let up. The livelong night and day. Ever since this world began, there is nothing sadder than a one man woman looking for.
Ira Gershwin, Sammy Fain. You know, the opinion here, if you want it, and you don't, is that that should have won. This was also nominated 1954, The Music of the Stars. Sammy Davis.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. flexible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine. Don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast, mysterious sky. I'll try hard, ignoring those lips I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night. You'll find out as sure as we live. Something really got to give.
For this is a kingdom of heaven. So this is a sweet promised land. While angels tell of love, don't break the spell of love. Hold my hand. So this is the Garden of Eden. In dreams it was never so grand. Let's never leave again, Adam and Eve again. Hold my hand. This is the secret of what bliss is. For bliss is what your kiss is. At last I understand. So this is the kingdom of heaven. And here on the threshold we stand. Pass through the portal now, we'll be immortal now. Hold my hand. This is the secret of what bliss is. For bliss is what your kiss is. At last I understand. For this is the kingdom of heaven. And here on the threshold we stand. Pass through the portal now. Immortal now, hold my hand.
Dick Powell, 1954, nominated from Susan Slept Here. Don Cornell had the hit, nominated, but lost to Love Is a Many Splendid Thing, Sammy Cain and Paul Francis Webster. The Music of the Stars. The Greatest Songs from Hollywood. Boy, could they write them. here's Gene Hackman.
Tradition in tournament play, not talk about the next step until you've climbed the one in front of you. I'm sure going to the state finals is beyond your wildest dreams, so let's just keep it right there. Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're gonna be winners. Okay?
Next guest is one of the truly fine actors in our business. He's a three-time Oscar nominee, and I'm sure all of you are aware of his brilliant performance last year in The French Connection. He is starring right now at 20th Century Fox's The Poseidon Adventure. Would you welcome, please, Gene Hackman. Gene. It is good to see you again.
It's good to see you.
What's up? Somebody leave a pen on the seat?
Put the pen there.
Well, that's never happened. Is that yours, Diane? Nothing injury. This does not mean a lawsuit, of course, does it? How are you feeling?
I feel good, yeah. A little tired from the holidays, but...
We had Shirley Winters on the show, I guess it was 6 or 8 weeks ago, and she showed up one night, came around the corner wearing a wetsuit, a flipper, a scuba tank, flippers, the whole bit, because she said she just came from working on the Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun on that. We both had to learn to breathe underwater, you know, with the apparatus, which we had
never done scuba before.
Never done. They were going to double her. They had a woman all padded up, and we're going to. When she found out, she'll admit herself that she put on 40 pounds for the role.
Yeah, she was supposed to.
It was
a lot of fun
doing it, you know. But we had to learn to breathe underwater, and so when she found out someone else was going to do it, she quickly got down to the pool and. They taught her to do it. I had to learn also. It was great fun.
Knowing Shelley, she probably wouldn't want anybody else to do that.
And she did it great. She really did. And it was a little bit hairy. It was for me. Maybe it wasn't for her. But
I've only seen a few clips from the picture, but I would imagine anybody who worked on that picture who had claustrophobia, it had to be a little uncomfortable.
We had everything. And we were working heights on catwalks and fire and water and... through tunnels and all kinds of stuff.
The story basically is it's a luxury liner, right?
Yeah, it's like the Queen Mary. It was designed after the Queen Mary, and it's supposed to be the last great voyage of a ship going to be scrapped, and it meets a catastrophe on the way, and it actually turns upside down, and there are survivors, and then the picture really is basically about the trek. From where these survivors are up to the bottom, which is then the top of the ship. And it's great fun, a great adventure.
In other words, the ship is turned over and you're trapped
underneath. Yeah, the ship's turned over and it's full of air.
Must have been crazy to work. We have a small one.
It is exactly 50 seconds to midnight.
Don't be by yourself tonight. Come, stand next to me. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, silence! Quiet, quiet, please!
10 seconds! 9!
16 is like just before the tidal wave hits, mm-hmm. and we're all having kind of a party in the grand ball.
Okay, we have a monitor right over here, and Bob, if you want to roll the film in the booth, watch the monitors in the studio, and you'll see some great work here. Those are incredible effects.
Yes, they really they went to great lengths to make it exciting. It really is. That's just one short piece of it. After that, I suppose that's about 20 minutes into the film when that happens. And then the kind of survival trek takes place. Shelley is really heavy, isn't she?
Yeah, Shelley was a little plump in there.
She's great in the film. She's
and they amazing. Wanted her to put on the 40 pounds?
Yeah,
to
they wanted her to, older? To make her look older, and she had her hair grayed and one thing. And she does this great thing in the water with me, where she actually saves me. I'm supposed to be the kind of the hero, and I wrap this rope around me, and I dive down in the water, and I'm swimming underwater, and some wreckage falls on me, and the rest of them are all standing there tugging, and suddenly the rope becomes limp, and so she says something like, "I used to be a champion swimmer." She's like 60 years old in the film, so you see her taking these deep breaths. She dives in, she comes down, and she saves me. Well, it took us 3 days to shoot that, and she's the only woman I've ever worked with who could argue with you underwater.
I know this much. The sea is going to keep pouring in. We're going to keep settling deeper and deeper. We may even go under before we get up to the bottom to cut our way out. But it's something to try. It's a chance. We might make it. If you stay here, you'll certainly die.
We are staying with the Mercer.
That's Shelley.
Yes, I mean, she was...
Couldn't talk anybody else.
All this kind of jazz. It was fun, though, working with her, because she's really a pro, and really knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she gets a lot of flack sometimes from the press, but I think that comes
out of...
Well,
she really cares, you know?
She cares about what she does.
She really cares about what she's doing.
And you can put up with a lot with people who care. You know, you can, as long as they come up with it, and she really does.
Now you did all your.
Well, I did a lot
of your
stunt
work on this too.
It was one thing that was cut out of the film that I really was kind of hurt by, not hurt, but I mean, I finally screwed my courage to the sticking place and got up on this platform. It was like 35 feet high. And held onto this thing and then dropped into like 8 foot of water.
Oh.
And I wanted to do it just because it seemed like a kind of a fun thing to do. And they found out that I couldn't do it with a fire in the water because it burned the stuntman's eyelashes all off. So there was no way to cut it with me doing it, so I ended up being a stuntman anyway.
So you didn't have to do that. That's a long time in the water.
There's got to be a morning after, if we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning? Waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late. Too late, not while we're living. Let's put our hands out in time. There's got to be a morning after. We're moving closer to the shore. I know we'll be there by tomorrow. And
Joel Hirshhorn in 1973, The Poseidon Adventure. Here's Johnny Carson once again and Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
But doing stunts has not come new to you. I did not realize before that you did aerobatics as a pilot, right?
Yeah, I fly a little and I'm interested in aerobatics. More precision flying than really stunt flying.
What do you fly?
Well, I just been checked out in a pits, a two-place pits, and... I generally, when I rent a, you know, probably what you fly, a Cherokee. Or
What does the studio feel about? How do they feel about you going?
I don't think they like it if they know about it, and I suppose at this point they
will know about it now. Yeah, because a lot of the studios do not like their stars to go out in motorcycle races.
Well, I guess in the old days when you're under contract to a studio, they had more control of you. But if you can't do something that kind of turns you on in your life, you might as well wrap it up.
You do a thing. Right. Somebody told me anyway that you do a particular maneuver in a plane that I have not done. I've not done it myself. I've flown with a man who did it.
Yeah. No, I don't do that either.
Lomshavak?
I was misquoted. I've been in an airplane that has done a Lomshavak, and that is really something.
Is that incredible?
Yeah, it really is.
I flew with Art Scholl, stunt pilot, and we filmed it a couple of years ago. And what it is, it's a Czechoslovakian maneuver, and they take the plane up like this, and then you just pitch it. And it tumbles, actually, doesn't it?
The airplane actually tumbles.
End
it doesn't feel
end.
As bad in the airplane as it looks from the ground.
It did for me. I didn't know. I wanted to spit up, and I didn't know which way was up. You know, it was incredible feeling. But from the ground, you're right. It looks. Yeah, really.
Henry Mancini.
When
Charlie Pride.
Standing alone with a mountain. And the sea, while the arms of the world open wide where the truth is as plain as the falling rain, and as sure as the tide, and the tide, you know we're all his children, his next of kin. That's the way it began. No matter where you're going or where you've been, you're part of the family of man. When you walk down a road and the sun is on your side, a sweet river breeze or your face, where you don't hear a sound as you look around, everything sort of falls into place. You know all his children, his name. That's the way it began. No matter where you're going or where you've been, you're part of the family of man.
That's from Sometimes a Great Notion. Henry Mancini, Charlie Pride, an Oscar loser in the best song category. Walter Scharf. John Williams, Another nominee from 1973. None of these songs had a prayer against the way we were, which won. This is from the Jimmy Kahn, Marsha Mason picture, Cinderella Liberty, 1973. Nice to be around. Sophie Mutter on violin, John Williams, Cinderella Liberty, Nice to Be Around. Here's Johnny Mathis.
Hello. Such a simple way to start a love affair. Should I jump right in and say how much I care? Would you take me for a madman or a simple-hearted clown? Hello. With affection from a sentimental fool to a little girl who's broken every rule. But one who brings me up when all the others seem to let me down. To one who's nice to be around. Should I say that it's a blue world without you? Nice words I remember from an old love song, but all wrong, 'cause I never called it love before. This feeling's new. I know that the nicest things have never seemed to last, that we're both a bit embarrassed by our past. But I think there's something special in the feelings that we found, to one who's nice to be around. Should I say that it's a blue world without you? Nice word I remember from an old song, but all I know. But the nicest things have never seemed to last. That we're both a bit embarrassed by our past. But I think there's something special in the feelings that we found. To one who's nice to be around. And you're nice to be around.
Well, thank you. Good evening. Great to be here. Well, what an evening. And thank you. Will Smith said it all. What more can be said? Let's have peace and love and quiet and wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Will. Thank you. It's a great honor to be here tonight and great honor to present the five actresses in this next category who've built their careers around the most memorable and most unexpected performances in movie after movie after movie. And those actresses tonight we recognize tonight are the latest example of why they are considered some of the most formidable to ever grace the screen. And here are the nominees for performance by an actress in the leading role.
And here's the one that took it home. Music by the Bergmans.
Light the corners of my mind. Misty watercolor memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind. Smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we? Memories may be beautiful, and yet what's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget. So is laughter. We will remember whenever we remember the way we.
Thank you.
The nominees for Best Supporting Actor are Jay Davidson in The Crying Game, Gene Hackman in Unforgiven, Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men, Al Pacino in Glengarry Glen Ross, David Paymer in Mr. Saturday Night. And the Oscar goes to Gene Hackman in Unforgiven.
Thank you very much. Quick thanks to David Valdez, our producer, David Peoples, our writer. all the wonderful actors, Richard Harris, Morgan Freeman, Francis Fisher, and especially to Clint, who kind of made it all possible for me. And for everyone else in the film, it was a wonderful experience. I'd like to dedicate my part of this evening to my uncle, Orrin Hackman. He was a wonderful guy, too. Thank you very much.
Music of the Stars. Two more hours of the winners and losers. God bless them all. We're all over the world at civicmedia.us. My name's Lou Vergani. It's a pleasure and an honor. Thank you for being here. Now stand by for CBS News. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. European leaders meeting in London for a security summit. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says it's a once-in-a-generation moment. This is happening in the wake of Friday's Oval Office argument between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells ABC's This Week that when it comes to future U.S. aid for Ukraine, the U.S. wants fighting to stop with Russia. He says, read President Trump's post on social media.
We'll be ready to reengage when they're ready to make peace, which is clearly what the president's goal is here. He's trying to get Russia to the table to bring about, to see if there's a way to bring about an end to this conflict. That's his goal. That's his only goal.
The Social Security Administration says it's planning to cut 7,000 jobs as part of significant workforce reductions. Conan O'Brien hosts tonight's Academy Awards, airing from Hollywood on ABC. Several major categories are considered wide open. This is ABC News.
I'm James.